This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, happy Independence Day, everyone. And since it is the 4th of July, we thought we'd feature four of the best musicians we've had on the show.
And we're going to begin with I, Goodsman and Jew. And Meghna, do you remember when they came into our studios last winter?
I could not forget them.
So these guys redefined the concept of chaos when they came in. Their show, A Little Nightmare Music, as they call, has been described as one of the funniest shows about classical music since the days of Victor Borgia. And they certainly lived up to that reputation when they came into our studios. Alexei I. Goodsman and Yunqi Ju are a pair of superbly trained classical musicians who've made names for themselves making fun of, or perhaps having fun with, the oh-so-serious nature of classical performance. As soon as I. Goodsman and Ju, as they call themselves, sat down in our studio for what was supposed to be a sound check, chaos ensued. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that because you're going to upset the producers there. Oh,
yeah, they just want to get a sound check.
They just need to hear you.
They just want to get a sound check. Place. That's Russian-born Alexei I. Goodsman playing the violin. His piano playing partner is Yunqi Ju. That's a Korean name spelled J-O-O. And when things finally settled down in our studio, well, sort of, I, Goodsman and Ju said they'd play for us, but it wasn't clear exactly what.
And if we do play together, it won't be like a piece. It will just be something very spontaneous
like,
that we just might do.
Like what?
Well, it's spontaneous, so I'm not going to say what it is.
You like...
No, it's spontaneous.
Ah, okay.
So if I tell you now what it is,
actually,
then it won't be spontaneous.
You know what
could work? No, don't tell me. It's spontaneous.
No, but no. We should play a little bit for them, no? To get the balance.
No, but... Then, what, just in case we do something spontaneous?
No, because I was thinking of maybe we could do Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Okay, let's play.
All right, go.
Maria, I just met a girl named
The Simpsons.
I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything's free in America. I want to be in The Simpsons. Tonight is not just an invite. Tonight there will be no morning star. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming. Something's good. If I can wait. So pretty, I feel pretty and witty. Bye! Ow, ow, ow! Ow, ow, ow! Ow, ow, ow! I want to be in Maria!
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Alexei I. Goodsman and Yunqi Ju, welcome to Radio Boston. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much
well,
for having us.
Thank you.
It's great. Now, I want to just sort of get out in front where you guys are from. Alexei I. Goodsman, you're from Russia, right?
I am from Russia.
That okay, wait. We'll talk more in a minute. And Yunqi Ju, your website says he is British but looks Korean, which I guess explains why your name sounds Korean.
Well, I'm one of the only Korean Jews in the world.
I see.
And I'm British or Korean or the other way around. I mean, it's all looksame.com anyway. So.
Yeah. Jew by name, Jew by nature.
Very good.
Okay. Now, how did you two meet?
We met at the age of 12. It's only a few years ago.
Yep.
At the Yehudi Menuhin School in England. And it was hate at first sight.
I see.
This is actually a true story. Alexei used to beat me up all the time.
Yes.
And I feared for my longevity and future heirs. So I thought, you know, I better find a way to make him stop beating me up. And so I offered him a plate of fish and chips, which is the local food in England. Rather delicious, actually. Mm-hmm. With salt and vinegar.
We've got some pubs here in Boston that do a pretty mean fish and chips.
Fish and chips, okay.
Yeah. Mean, like they hit you?
Well,
yeah, you see?
It's a colloquialism, Alexei. I
know. In Russia, when mean, you somebody mean, then it's not nice to the person.
And I offered him a plate of fish and chips, yeah. And luckily he accepted it. And ever since then, we've been best friends forever, BFFs.
And Alexei,
what was that? Is that American or something?
Yeah, I'm picking it up.
He's
I'm picking it up. Yeah, I'm
picking
it up.
Isn't that some kind of like naughty term, BFF?
No.
Okay, gentlemen, please, a little decorum. Alexei, it says on your website that you were born in Leningrad at a very young age.
I was, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure that that's clear.
That is correct.
You never won any music competitions, mainly because you never entered any, and I can see how that would put you at a disadvantage.
Yes. No, because you have to remember these days, you know, winning competitions, that's completely out. That's per se. I mean, you know, you've got to be a loser to be a winner.
Well, that's in. Losing is in.
Losing, you know, yeah. Winning is out.
Losing,
you know,
is the new winning.
And yeah, exactly. Okay. And you know, one of the best ways to actually, just for all the listeners, to lose competitions or auditions or job interviews, one of the best ways is just not to turn up.
That's key.
Yeah.
Don't show up.
What made you two decide to mix music and humor? I can see that it probably came pretty naturally. I'm getting this sense.
Well, we're both passionate musicians, and we
what's very important for listeners and people who come to our show to know, or people who are thinking of coming to our show, is that we don't make fun of the music. We make fun with music. Mm-hmm. And what was very important for us, even at a young age, was we felt that the world of classical music, the world which we loved and the world which we wanted to belong to, had very little to do with the spirit in which music was originally written.
Well, it just takes itself too seriously. Yeah. You got to a concert hall and you think you're going to a funeral.
Yeah.
You know? So, and we were thinking, wait a minute, the music is actually fun. Classical, a lot of classical music can even be wild and passionate, and then you have these really stiff performances, and we thought that's a bit wrong, that's not where we want to go. And so we started mixing theatrical aspects and also comedy aspects into our performances, and created this show called A Little Nightmare Music.
Well, let's hear something from that. We've got some stuff lined up. We wanted to play a clip from one piece called Mozart Bond. One of you want to talk about this?
I think, it's basically an argument between me and Hyunki. He wants to play Bond, I want to play Mozart, and that's what happens.
All right, let's listen just to a bit of this. There's a great visual component to what you guys do on stage. And I just want to, for people who haven't seen you, what I sort of see happening is, Yunki, you're playing the piano, and Alexei, you almost have this look on your face where you're almost like being sort of dragged along, sort of, you don't really want to go there, but he's requiring you to do that with his bond there on the piano.
Yes. Well, of course, it's a little bit of the feeling of one person kind of doing the crazy thing and the other one kind of trying to stay straight. Our show is a lot about things going wrong. Because, you know, when you go to a concert or performance, a lot of the times the most exciting thing is when something actually goes wrong. And our whole show is about everything going wrong, and in the most fabulous way, hopefully. And of course, it has a lot of visual aspects, which is difficult to show on radio. Also, the fact that we're both beautiful young ladies who are really just gorgeous.
Deep voices.
Just with very deep voices.
The surgery didn't go quite right
in
the tracheal department.
I didn't know if I was going to be able to get into this part of the interview, but I'm glad that you've led me there naturally.
Yes.
One of the things that I read, and I'm not surprised, is that a lot of the folks who follow you are younger folks. I mean, we think of classical music audience as being an older audience, maybe even an audience that's disappearing. You're attracting young folks to your shows. Is that something that you want to do?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, we give out candy, so
that's that makes all the difference, right? And iPods, right?
Yeah, free iPods. Come to our show Saturday at the Berkeley, and you get a free iPod, maybe.
We're really going to be broke.
I like the maybe.
That was certainly part of our dream and our wish, which was to bring classical music to a newer audience and also to a younger audience. But we definitely don't exclude the stalwarts of classical music subscribers. In fact,
stalwarts. This is the first time I've heard you use that word.
It's also the first time I use it myself, and I. Praying that it means what I think it means, because
I think it worked perfectly.
Okay,
in that
good.
Context.
Okay. All right, I just shot it out there. Magnanimous is another word I used the other day, but I got it completely wrong. Anyway, so
we're talking about young people.
Yes,
yeah, just
yes,
to bring you back.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Yeah,
let's listen to another clip from A Little Nightmare Music. This is from a sketch called, and speaking of things that sort of go wrong and are unexpected, it's called Credit Card. And Yunki, this is you trying to gain access to your piano, and you hit some problems along the way.
For beginner level, please play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or press C. For medium level, please play the theme from the TV series Friends or press D. For professionals, please play the first 5 bars of the Grieg Piano Concerto.
No problem.
That was not quite correct.
What? Many people argue that classical music is an endangered species. Do you guys take that seriously, and is that sort of behind this mix of comedy and classical?
I think at some point we did, but actually I think that now classical music is at one of its most exciting moments ever.
I think music generally.
Yeah, music generally.
I think what I love, and I think it's I hope it's happening, and we're definitely a big part of that, is that the borders between the different styles of music are going away. Because what is
classic?
Well,
we never liked those borders anyway.
We were never interested
in these
borders,
categories that you find in record stores.
Exactly. And what we do, of course, it's based on classical music, but we play a lot of popular music as well, and we mix different styles, but without trying to, like, just be cheap about it. It's just about accepting and being interested in different types of music.
Alexei Igutsman and Yunki Ju are the classical duo Igutsman and Ju. Alexei is playing us out with a piece he wrote called Funk the String. Later this month, Igutsman and Ju are performing at the Newport Music Festival. You can find information about all the music we're featuring today at radioboston.org.
And coming up after the break, if you do a search for a ukulele god on YouTube, you'll find this guy.
You know, if everyone played the ukulele, the world would be a better place. And I really believe that, because the ukulele, it just makes you feel like a kid.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.